You've probably heard somebody say music is universal. The musicians in Blue Thread can back that up with research and musical examples. They find songs that have survived centuries and songs from across the world that are connected through social migration. Blue Thread is Christy Catt, a soprano and assistant professor of professional music at Berkeley, and Nicola Radon, a musician, producer, and a music instructor at the University of Arkansas, and often they have guests play with them. Tomorrow night, they'll perform at the Walmart Museum as part of the Live at the Five and Dime series, a Wednesday night series of free outdoor concerts that are a collaboration between the UA Music Department, Walmart Museum, and Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. Last night, Christy and Nicolai came to our Furman Garner Performance Studio to discuss the connections between music as different as medieval songs and Ozark ballads, and they offered a preview of the music they'll perform tomorrow night, like this.
So in Bentonville, we're going to do some of these Cantigas de Amigo, these Galician Portuguese songs. You look in manuscripts, you will find all these poems, hundreds of poems, and then you'll see lines where somebody was supposed to write down the tune, but they didn't write it down because everybody knew it. And so for until the early 20th century, those were thought to all be lost until someone in Madrid, I think it was 1914, opened a book, and stuffed in the binding are these songs, just a handful of these songs, and they're beautiful. And many years ago, I started working on learning the notation and figuring out how to do them, but they're really just a reflection. They're little snapshots of the oral tradition.
See?
Christy Catt vocals and Nicola Radon flute. They are the core of Blue Thread. The band will perform tomorrow night from 6 to 8 at the Walmart Museum in Bentonville as part of the Live at the Five and Dime series. During our conversation last night, they explained how Blue Thread came together.
Well, it started actually as a conversation. I know where I was. I was sitting out in my backyard, and I had just asked Nicola to drop everything and go to Portugal. And I had been asked to go and do a concert, and I'm based in Boston, and the people that I was going to go with who are in the Boston area couldn't make it, and so I thought, who can I ask that will go at moment's notice? And so Nicola was one of them, and we decided, we'd been working together for many, many years in different groups, and we decided if we're going to do this big tour and go to Portugal, let's make it a group and launch something new, and we started discussing.
We didn't actually know that how and where we would go with that.
Right.
I mean, from the point before we went to Portugal, we knew actually the program that we're going to make with. I mean, this is the collection of songs from medieval time from Portugal, coming from 13th century cantigas, the amigo, and that actually this was a long time research of Christie's. So we got that right. We got in very nice mood and into that, but then something really miracle, like a miracle happened in Portugal. Besides those performances were absolutely fantastic in wonderful places. But then in one of the performances, we met the choir from Cape Verde,
mm-hmm.
who actually, we found that actually that they knew some of the songs, but the Cape Verdean actually, their native song, so it basically has the same story behind it, and then kind of the thread was basically coming out from one place to another. Then we found actually that there must be some connection with India, with Goa, or Sri Lanka. Later on, we found that there's Vietnam, Marshall Islands as well, and then Ozarks.
I ended up, I was actually working on the song, telling the story, you know, working on the story for quite a while before it hit me that I already knew the song. I already knew the story. And I'd sung it for years, the English version. Different melody, but the exact same story. And I knew that Nicola was teaching down here, and I knew versions that weren't from the Ozarks, but they were from, you know, American folk song versions. And so I said, Nicola, we got to look and see if this same ballad is in the Ozark collection. So
true, yes. Then actually last year I said, let's come over here and then get into these piles and of books and some of the recordings, early recordings, field recordings, and we are so lucky that we have actually such a knowledgeable people here at the University of Arkansas, the librarian of the rare books and special collection Joshua Youngblood, who actually said, like, wait a minute, I think I have something that I didn't know that we have. And then actually he found that some songs of the early or field recordings of Emma Dunsenberry back in the 1930s from field recording somewhere in the Ozarks.
From Mena,
exactly. And it was just another world. I mean, you don't hear typical kind of blue grass or anything. I mean, it's basically melodies that sounds like medieval.
Who will be playing with you in Bentonville?
We have two local musicians. One is, her name is Carol Widder. She's going to play cello and accordion. I found the accordion is a beautiful sound background of which basically kind of adds another kind of sound to or tone color to a beautiful Christie's voice. Then we'll have also Iranian musician Makhshid Irene Parast, she's a santur player, so she's going to give that kind of color, tone color that comes from non-Western, some magical sounds of the medieval time. And so, and yes, and Christy and I, that will be four.
Well, can we have a bit of a preview?
Sure. Just as he stooped from his leather, from his saddle, all for to take a sweet kiss, she attained a knife both long and sharp, and she pierced it to his heart. Lie there, you false-hearted man, till the flesh rots off your bones. And the fairest lady in old Scotland will always weep
Christy Catt and Nicolas Redon, Blue Thread, in the Furman Garner Performance Studio last night. Tomorrow night, they perform with guests at the Walmart Museum in downtown Bentonville from 6 to 8 as part of the Live at the Five and Dime series. That is a collaboration between the University of Arkansas Music Department, the Walmart Museum, and Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. There is much more from the conversation, and we'll hear highlights Sunday morning at 9 on Weekend, Ozarks at Large.